Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Blah, 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 blah. We back in here. Updates with Brandon Newsman. We are in here. Updates. We got Young Heller in here. Big Don.
What up, though?
I just gave you guys new nicknames. I don't know if we're going to roll with this.
Every week, you got to give us new nicknames.
Yeah, so. There we are. We're in here. This is episode 86.5, Updates with Brandon Newsman. I'm your host, Brandon Newsman. Go check out Maybe I'm Crazy, episode 86. Lakers Coachella search, weekend one, right? We go in, talk about this Lakers coach. They still haven't hired anyone. I'd like them to hire a GM or a president before they start moving along with the coaching hires.
Sensible, but I bet you they get somebody by the time this goes up.
Yes, exactly. Obviously, because that's how we do. We're off the top. Sorry, I usually like to dress down, but I got a little button on there. I got to go to a little casting call trying to get this big and tall money from Shaq, JCPenney, South. So we got to get in and get out. Off the top, James Harden's Rockets embarrassed the Utah Jazz 118-98, putting them up 2-0 in the series. The Rockets are now only one of four teams that are up 2-0 in their playoff series. The Bucks, the Celtics, and the Trailblazers. I think the Rockets are just locked in on getting to the Warriors. They're really not thinking about the Jazz. Obviously, they played them in the second round last year after the Jazz upset the Thunder, who are the reason the Trailblazers are up 2-0. What do you guys think about that series, the Trailblazers-Thunder series?
Seeing Dame next to Westbrook is bad for Westbrook. Because, like, they're both lit in their own ways. Dame's pulling from everywhere, but yeah. Dame's teammates seem to, like, really get pumped when he does
they
well.
Like him. And they like him.
He doesn't really yell at them.
And Dame's a killer shooter. I think
the shooting, guard play in the NBA.
Shooting threes. You can't shoot threes. Anyways, the Rockets have scored 240 points on the Jazz, who came into the NBA as the second-best defense playing right now. The Houston Rockets just look way too good. I said that the Jazz were going to force the Rockets to play some bench players. Well, the bench players are playing just because they're blowing them out every day, and the bench players are playing well for the Rockets, too. I really want Donovan Mitchell to grow, and this playoff experience is very important for him, but he's on the team right now.
Sometimes you grow with a loss, though. Sometimes you grow with a loss.
He's plenty of growth with loss. All kinds of growth with loss. How do you think I'm here right now? Hey! Beyonce's Netflix documentary hit the streaming streets April 17th and features rehearsals and live footage from last year's Beychella when Mrs. Carter was the first black woman to headline the Coachella stage. Okay, now, I was going to be extra and watch the whole documentary before I came in here, give you a little quick culture update. Nah. Couldn't do it. I got the rest of my life to live.
Episode 87, you'll get that.
And also, Michelle's not in town right now. You kind of gotta watch the stuff with your significant others. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. Donnie, you said you almost watched it.
Yeah, I almost cheated and I got caught and I manned up. So
yeah, you can't watch it. You gotta have an audience. But anyways, everybody go watch it. I called my brother on FaceTime trying to catch up with him real quick, and he was watching the documentary on Netflix, told me he called me back. He says the blackest thing on Netflix. It came out yesterday, and he had already watched it twice by 9 p.m. Louisville time. So got to check it out. Watch it. It's going to be in the culture update. I'm going to tell Joy to watch it. We're going to go in on Beyonce Homecoming and whatever black excellence this is on the screen right now. Moving on, the 2019 NFL season has been announced, and the season opens up on Soldier Field in Chicago with the Bears hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Now, that is the Thursday night game. Very excited for that. Obviously, Khalil Mack and Aaron Rodgers, that series going on, continuing. The Packers, who did they get in the offseason?
That's a great question.
They lost
a coach that Aaron Rodgers hasn't met yet.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now that's Notre Dame loyal. They used to be offensive coordinator. LaFleur.
I don't know his name. Ryan Leaf, Rafe LaFrance.
Head.
Is it Dave LaChapelle that
it's
did those LaFleur, videos?
Matt LaFleur.
Oh. What'd you say?
That's what I said. I said LaFleur.
Is that what he said, Donnie?
I think so. He did.
Damn, my bad.
Anyways, everyone's talking about that because we haven't seen any football for a very long time. But the other three games that I'm really looking forward to, Titans-Browns, It didn't matter who the Browns were playing at all.
Mariota wasn't the selling point of that game.
I'm not yet.
So you didn't want to see a Belichick coaching tree.
I am actually a big Mike Vrabel fan, and I always say that there's only one Patriots. What is it, like Patriots clone team in the NFL at a time that can be good? I think the Titans are that. They have a PRP alumni, Tywan Taylor. Shouts out at wide receiver there. So I'm always looking at the Titans to do decently well. But the Browns, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Woo! Miles Garrett, Woo! Juice Landry.
Juice.
Whoever they pick up in the draft. Okay, like I
Kareem Hunt, week,
oh,
whatever.
I mean, yeah, Kareem Hunt, whenever he – Kareem Hunt in the playoffs.
I mean,
he's not. He's still going to be good.
I know.
Next, Giants and Cowboys. Cowboys the most interesting because of the trades and the moves that happened offseason for them. And also, Dak Prescott is going to eventually get a deal before that game starts, which is either going to help the Cowboys or hurt them. The Giants, they have to do something interesting. Saquon Barkley's been out there defending Eli Manning and his Giants, and I appreciate that. And you want that from a young leader coming off of a Rookie of the Year. I'm very interested in the Giants, very interested in the Cowboys, always. In-division rivalry, that's going to be really cool. AFC, now this is the Sunday night game of the first week.
That's like the AFC Steelers
versus the Patriots. The names alone and the franchises alone and the quarterbacks alone, Big Ben and Tom Brady, they don't get a chance to really face each other a lot, so this is big too. I'm really circling this on the calendar. It's going to be a really fun to see. We're going to get a chance to really see these teams anew completely. The Patriots damn near scrap and recycle new players over and over again on these new seasons, especially after they win a Super Bowl. Well, so it's going to be a kind of a new team seeing themselves figure it out. Obviously, Tom Brady being there and Bill Belichick being there makes it so you feel like you're watching the same Patriots team every year. But you get into the minutiae, no Gronk after his retirement. This new Patriots team versus this new Steelers team is going to be a very good look at what we have in the AFC moving forward in the 2019 season.
Where are you out on this new Steelers team, though? Because I've heard like two versions of the take. There's one where it's like, they lost all that talent. What are they going to do? And the other one's like, they're drama free now.
The weird part about the Steelers in these last 5 years has been how much we've talked about their offense, in my opinion. So
facts.
Getting back to the Steelers and what their core is and what made the franchise that we know and respect now. Steelers is one of the biggest brands in America. Half the people who live in Louisville's favorite NFL team is the Steelers. I'm just talking about my family. Shouts out Ducky and TT and them. But I think the Steelers have to get back to a strong defense and have to get back to playing football the way they know how to play football instead of just waiting. When Antonio Brown and Big Ben, for a long time, they kind of just waited and hung around to the fourth quarter and was able to throw it over top and score a lot of points because they knew how to get to the end zone. Now, more strategic football, long game plans, Mike Tomlin. This is going to be make or break for the Steelers and how they're constructed with the figureheads there are now. This may be Big Ben's last year, period. So all this is going to be very, very interesting.
He threatens every year. So
I expect
as well.
Him to – he's been reading up on TB12 method. I think he's going to come down looking a little lean, thin. Interesting games. Hey, we back in here. We checking the tape. Episode 86, Lakers Coachella Search, weekend one. Go check it out. Lakers, at the beginning of the episode, Joy really talks about the Lakers head coaching search, all the debauchery going on with LeBron and where the GM's going to come from, where the president's going to come from, all that. We got something in high-key, low-key. Joy, what are we talking about today?
The Warriors. So high-key, the Warriors lost, and low-key, it's over for them. Yeah. And it's not that they're not going to lose a series. I mean, before everyone gets all dramatic, like, you know, I don't watch basketball or something. It's going to be okay. They're not going to lose a series. Although
positive
I do think the Clippers could steal another game. I just think that their path to the finals is not going to be as easy as it was in the past. Okay. And Kevin Durant is definitely gone.
Woo! When Joy was right, she said the path to the finals isn't going to be as easy as it was before. Obviously, they've lost games before, but this Clippers series feels a little bit different because of the NBA's second best player and now the biggest storyline, Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant, after practice on Wednesday, had to answer some questions about dealing with Patrick Beverley in this series. Here's KD.
They're playing a gimmick defense, which has been working, top blocking everything on the perimeter. So guys not even looking at the three-point line. They're just forcing guys inside the three-point line. So for us, when I get the ball in my spots, you know, I got to pest Patrick Beverley. who's up underneath me. Well, I could definitely shoot over top and score every time if it's a one-on-one situation. But we got a guy that's dropping and helping, and then we got another guy that's just sitting on me waiting for me to dribble the basketball. If I put the basketball on the floor, I could probably make 43% of my shots if I shoot them like that. But that's not really going to do nothing for us at with the outcome of the game, you know, because we got a nice flow. Everybody touching the rock, everybody shooting and scoring. So I'm not going to get in the way of the game because, you know, I want to have a little back and forth with Patrick Beverly. I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. Y'all know who I am.
Y'all know who he is?
That's Kevin Durant. KD. That's Durant.
Okay.
Y'all
know
doesn't
who
like
he
any
is.
Of the nicknames, but he's all of them right now.
Now, this has been a big story ever since it came out yesterday, Wednesday, whatever it was. But this is why it is actually a huge story. Kevin Durant is now dealing with the media, not only talking about where he's going to go next, but what he is doing currently in every play of every game during this.
This is like LeBron level criticism, it feels like, right?
But Kevin Durant as a personality is now taking on the brunt that LeBron usually takes during the playoffs. We don't know if he's going to stay with the Golden State Warriors or leave and start his own team after the series is over. But one thing is for certain, KD is now going through the scrutiny and the meticulous talking to the media after every practice about every play that LeBron usually goes through. And Kevin Durant has proven in the past that he's not the best at giving sound bites in a level-headed manner.
He said probably 43% during that.
He also said his name and who he is, Kevin Durant. Now, obviously, we know him to be a passionate person. We know him to be confident in what he does.
On the floor.
Off the court, hearing him call his number like that, this is now time to focus on Kevin Durant as the next star in the NBA. Obviously, we've seen him before J-up LeBron in his face to win championships.
I got it on a hat.
We've seen him win finals MVPs over LeBron, and still we're just looking at KD like, Joy said, enjoy watching the NBA as it's constructed now. I completely agree. And enjoying this individual story arc of Kevin Durant in the series without LeBron James while in the West is going to be the most interesting thing throughout this entire series. I'm looking at it right now. The Portland Trail Blazers are probably going to beat OKC. They're probably going to meet up with the Spurs. I like the way the Nuggets are playing. They are recognizing that they can score. But the Portland Trail Blazers are probably going to be the people that come out of this series. They're going to end up facing off against the Warriors. Honestly, the Warriors and the Rockets. The Warriors and the Rockets, well, this next series, it could be bigger than we ever thought before. And honestly, the Rockets look like they have a better understanding of who they are as a basketball team, and that is why they're winning games versus just having the more talented players, which the Warriors clearly have. And if you look over to the East, honestly, I want to talk about the results of these games, but these games are tonight. And we got stuff to do. I gotta go get rich and famous being a big tall model. So we gotta keep it moving.
Gotta start somewhere.
I am King Comments.
We in the comments. Episode 86. Lakers Coachella Search. We back in here. I say LeBron because y'all got some comments I've been reading, and we're going to get into it, okay? We're going to get into y'all what y'all got to say about today's episode, all right? We're in a weird time in the sports right now. The playoffs. We waiting on the games. We're reacting to the games. We do a podcast every Tuesday. Bear with us. Watch the Lakers turn into the Cavs of the West, says Arian Christopher. Is that how you say his name? Arian.
Why'd you look at me? That's not cool, man.
Joy talked about this before. What if the Lakers become the Cavs of the West?
Four finals appearances in a row is bad?
Now, obviously, the East is not the West, but we just talked about Kevin Durant. He probably not going to be there. And even if he is, it's not going to be the same team. Maurice.
The Lakers are all about rings.
I can't read today. I said Maurice Burnett, and I said Maurice. Maurice said, I like the show, but y'all talk about LeBron every week. Give it a break, fam. No. Who doesn't talk about LeBron every week? Who? Matter of fact, this is just for a cut down. I want to try to get all the LeBrons out right now. LeBron, 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 LeBron. That's a hit show. That's a hit show right there. I just gave you the blueprint for a hit sports talk show.
That was the shop episode, season, whatever.
LeBron. Thank you for having me, LeBron. LeBron. Now, when you said LeBron, all this talk about KD going to New York.
LeBron.
What if he surprises people and goes to Brooklyn and balls out D'Angelo Russell and either PG or Anthony Davis comes with him? Now, Flex Luther, I love that take. I love that take.
That's a great idea.
Because Brooklyn is on the rise. Jay-Z still owns seats and tickets.
I was like, he doesn't? Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, he owns seats. Jordan Hayward, the difference between Bron and Kobe is Kobe gave 20 years to the franchise. Would you guys like for LeBron to sign a 20-year contract? Yeah. Is that what you guys want? Yeah. That's the type of commitment you want for LeBron? Roll his wheelchair out there for warm-ups.
Jordan Hayward, though, appreciate you going back-to-back with the comments.
And also, Jordan Hayward, I wonder if it's his real name, because it could be a good just fake name. Selena Deloach, she's actually been here since the Undisputed days, the YouTube comments. So shouts out to her. Must be a big fan of Joy. Shouts out to Selena. Why is Mark Jackson not in consideration for the Lakers head coach? Interesting. You want to weigh in this,
I think he is loosely.
He loved God too much. Lakers don't want all that God.
Either
Hollywood don't want. Trust me, guys. As a religious man in LA, Hollywood don't love all that God talk. I'm with it. He's the reason why I'm here right now. He's the reason I woke up this morning. He's the reason why I think you woke up in the morning, baby. You hear this take right now. So trust me, they don't like the God talk in LA. Mark Jackson has put his foot in the ground, and there's a cross next to it, and he's where he stands. Is that fair to say?
As an atheist in Los Angeles or anywhere in the world, I always feel alone. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But
it's my choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you can follow the good book, like me.
Mark Jackson might like his job too much, though.
Steven Johnson said, Brandon is so annoying. Swag, swag. It might be his love for white women like his homeboy Tiger. Okay. Now, me and Tiger have a lot of things in common. Our love for white women is red overblown. I love one, and I married her. Okay. My track record is not to be brought up in this. Salute to Joy for saying Bubba Sparks LMAO.
We talking ugly.
In here. All right, that's a wrap. That was episode 86.5. Updates with Brandon Newsman. There's a lot of playoff games in there. Significant others hang in there during the playoff season. We got to watch these games. We got to know what Skip's talking about. We got to know what Joy's talking about. We got to know what Shea Sharp's talking about. You know what I mean? It is. It's for work. It's a tax write-off. The time we spend watching the TV, you could be right there with us, you know what I'm saying, cuddled up, you know what I mean, reading a good book on Instagram, checking your DMs if you're looking for another relationship. You know, whatever you need to do, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Crazy Gang. Thank y'all for being here with us. I'm about to go try to meet Shaq, try to get this big and tall talent contract. I'll let y'all know how it goes. We out.